are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:10. I am Rob West. Our good works are not for our sake, but for God's sake, to give him glory. Investing gives us a powerful way to do that. Today we'll talk with Finney Kuravilla about investing to change the world. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, it's a real privilege to have my friend Dr. Finney Kuravilla on the program again. He's a busy man as the co-chief investment officer and senior portfolio manager at Eventide Asset Management, an underwriter of this program. I'll go out on a limb and say he also may be the only portfolio manager who has an MD and holds a PhD in chemical biology from Harvard. Finney, it's great to have you back on the program.
It's great to be with you, Rob.
I'm actually in Boston this week participating in a two-day intensive at Eventide. It's a course called God's Design for Investing, and here with some other Christian financial industry leaders. And so I thought this would be a great opportunity to sit down with you, Finney, and talk for a bit about a topic that I know is on your heart. It's a real passion of yours. And Finney, that passion, I believe, for faith-based investing goes back to college, doesn't it?
Yeah, it actually started when I was in medical school right after graduating from college. I came out here to Boston, and being an MD PhD student, I had a small stipend which I could support myself with. And at the encouragement of my mom, I decided to look into investing opportunities to one day be able to put down a deposit on a home. And I looked at the available options in the mutual fund world and really struggled, because when you look at investment opportunities, you can see the top 10 investments right on the fact sheet. Sure. And you could see a number of companies there that were difficult to stomach as a Christian investor in tobacco, gambling, pornography, et cetera. And so began to search for another way to bring integrity and really have investing be an extension of my values, not at odds with my values.
Mm. And that led to the founding of Eventide Asset Management, along with some friends of yours. Let's back up, though, because we're going to dig into what you said about this idea of integrity in your investing. But I want to talk about why investing began in the first place. Why does investing exist?
Yeah, you know, Rob, it's so important with any topic to start with the why. And so often we lose our way when we've lost our why. And the fundamental purpose of investing is to supply capital to businesses. And the enterprise of modern investing began in the 1400s and 1500s with the development of corporations, particularly that were involved in financing traffic of ships across large bodies of waters, especially the Atlantic. Mm. And this was where we started to see, for example, the liquidity from corporations, stockholders, exchanges, et cetera. But the fundamental purpose from the very beginning has been to deliver capital to these businesses in order that they can hopefully do a good work. Of course, that purpose can also be twisted to supply capital to businesses that are working at cross purposes with God's design for humanity. But full stop, we always need to remember that the purpose of investing is to deliver capital to businesses.
Yeah. And what has perhaps gotten lost along the way is something adjacent to that, and that is that investing is ownership, right?
Exactly. So when you supply that capital to a business, in exchange for that capital, you're receiving part ownership in that company. And so investing is ownership, which means that you then have some kind of ethical responsibility that's conferred upon you because of that ownership that you have. This would be the same as if you owned a small business or a private business. There's a degree of responsibility that you have for the actions of that company. And so, yeah, the natural corollary is the purpose of investing is to supply capital to businesses, which means that you're an owner, which means that that then confers ethical responsibility for those companies.
That's well said. Well, today, when we come back from our first break, we'll have the opportunity to talk about investing as ownership and what it looks like to have wholeness or integrity with every facet of our lives, including this area of finance and investing. Finney will share with us some thoughts on what that can look like in your life and portfolio, and some practical examples of how that comes to pass in a way that promotes human flourishing and even a kingdom impact. Dr. Finney Curavilla with us today, co-CIO at Eventide Asset Management. Much more to come just around the corner.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Some people think of God the Father as angry and distant, waiting for the moment when he can pounce and deal out judgment, but is that accurate? Before Jesus began his ministry, he was baptized by John the Baptist, and it was a powerful moment after that baptism. Jesus heard these words, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." What a loving declaration from the Father. And the amazing, almost unbelievable thing is that by faith in Jesus, the Father will say this about you as well, welcoming you into his presence one day, saying, "This is my son or daughter. In you I am well pleased." Grow in your walk with Jesus today. Visit getanchor.com.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers real truth for today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
It's great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Joining me today, my friend Dr. Finney Curavilla. He's co-chief investment officer and senior portfolio manager at Eventide Asset Management, an underwriter of this program. We're talking about investing to change the world. And before the break, Finney gave us a bit of an education around the purpose of investing. And then alongside that, the idea that investing is ownership. And Finney, I want to pick up on that idea and talk about, as Christ followers, we of course want wholeness or integrity in every facet of our lives. And I'd love for you to share from your heart about what that looks like as we extend that idea into investing.
One of my favorite passages on this topic comes from Romans 12, where it says, "Let love be without hypocrisy. Avoid what is evil, cling to what is good." None of us wants to be a hypocrite, of course. And what is meant by that, I think, in the context of investing is that we don't want to be saying one thing about what we believe and how we want the world to look like, but then to be profiting in our portfolios from actions that completely contradict that. And so really to achieve integrity, I think there's two or three steps. The first is, as Romans 12 says, is to avoid what is evil. We don't want to be profiting from, for example, pornography or abortion or tobacco or some of those activities that are clearly antithetical to Scripture. Secondly, we want to cling to what is good. Business is fundamentally about advancing the common good, and we should be excited about investing in businesses that are promoting the good. Being a physician, I get excited about the many, many advances that I have seen businesses make in the field of healthcare and biotech. But there's so many examples in all different kinds of fields. The third example of what it looks like to have integrity is being investors. In a sense, we're holding the steering wheel of the company because investors collectively are the ones that control these companies, that control the directors, who in turn control the CEO. And we can use our position as investors in order to influence the actions of the company to be even better, to be even more in line with these broader purposes that God has laid out for us.
Mm. Yeah, that's powerful. Finney, is there a particular company or story that comes to mind as you think about this type of investing to change the world?
Being in healthcare, I will gravitate to some of those examples. When I was a physician, I used to treat children who had leukemia, and I often was just heartbroken to see little children lose their lives due to the devastation of leukemia. And thanks to a lot of the innovation that we have seen with our companies today, the probability of if you have a child with leukemia, of he or she making it to adulthood is greater than 90%. It used to be 10% back in the 1970s, but thankfully, because of all the good work that these companies have done, it's north of 90%. And I just think that is amazing. And when you are sitting there with parents and with the child at bedside and you begin to see how effectual and how remarkable these companies have done in terms of delivering these exciting new therapeutics that have very mild side effects even because they're so targeted, it gets me really excited. And I can tell you, Rob, we are just scratching the surface of what's going to be likely a century of significant innovations across many different domains of healthcare.
Wow. Yeah, that just really underscores this idea of the importance of investment capital to drive some of those outcomes you're describing. Finney, I want to talk about performance for a moment, or perhaps outperformance. Of course, as investors, we're seeking a return. And there's a term that you're well familiar with, our listeners may not be. It's called alpha, and it has to do with that measure of an investment's ability to outperform the market. Is this idea of promoting the common good a source of outperformance?
Yeah, it really is. And I will point to a couple of books that demonstrate this for those who are interested to go deeper. Fred Reichheld has a book called Winning on Purpose. And then Alex Edmonds has a book called Grow the Pie. He's a professor at the Wharton Business School at the University of Pennsylvania. And Fred Reichheld is a consultant with Bain. And they have compiled a variety of studies showing that it's not so much the avoid component, the screening out companies that are not in line with some of these principles that we talked about. The most effective way to get alpha over the long term, and of course these are always long-term oriented studies, is to identify companies that are truly adding value to their stakeholders, particularly customers and employees. There's other stakeholders as well that are important, but time and time again, we have seen through these studies that actually, over time, those types of companies are actually outperforming their peers. And so we think that's very exciting to see that God's way, where we love our neighbor as ourselves over long periods of time, is actually going to tend to produce long-term outperformance.
Mm, that's so exciting. Finney, talk about what that looks like for you and your team on a daily basis as you and your co-CIO lead the investment team. How do you bring that idea of looking for companies that promote the common good alongside the other elements of alpha? How do you bring that into the equation as you research and analyze companies?
Yeah, it's a lot of work. But what we have is we've built out a framework that we call Business 360 that looks at how a business is engaging with, we look at six stakeholders: customers, employees, the supply chain, the community in which the business is located, the environment, and then broader society. And by measuring and interrogating how a company is doing with respect to either value creation or value extraction with respect to those stakeholders, we can get a good sense, we think, of how that company is with respect to this broader purpose of investing, whether or not it's aligned with this notion of creating value and promoting the global common good. So what we do is we run through, we have a team of three people who are full-time doing this that are scouring the universe of publicly traded companies to find those that are excelling at value creation. And our thesis, which is really a thesis that we think is scriptural more than anything original to us, is that those are the ones, because they're operating in the grain of God's design for the universe, are going to ultimately outperform over the long haul.
Hmm. Vinny, this is an entirely different landscape, faith-based investing, today than it was even 3 years ago. What are you most excited about as you look out across this space and what's happening?
I'm excited about several dimensions, Rob, about what we're seeing right now. One is that I think there's just growing awareness that is coming from both the faith-based side as well as the secular side, and realizing that you really can't be neutral with respect to investing. Investing is by its very nature tinged with the morality or the ethics of the companies in which we're investing. And I think that awareness is something that I'm very excited about. And I'm just glad to see the consciousness rising there. And I think we're still in the early days of that. I think we're seeing this be applied in lots of creative ways across not just equities, but debt instruments and other types of investment vehicles, where if we can continue down this track, and particularly if the faith-based community participates as it should, I think this is a very exciting opportunity in history to be able to use our dollars to not only get a return for ourselves, which obviously that's nice and important, but to use our dollars in ways that are constructive with our values to promote this kind of kingdom longing, if you will, for the new heavens and the new earth as we await the return of our King.
Mm, wow. Well, it's an incredible vision and opportunity, and I'm so delighted we were able to share that with our listeners today. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but we're going to have you back real soon. Finney, thanks for stopping by.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rob. Really appreciate it.
That's Finney Kuruvilla. He's co-CIO with the team here at Eventide Asset Management, talking about investing that has the power to change the world. Folks, if you want to learn more, go to eventidefunds.com. That's eventidefunds.com. Back with your questions after this. Stick around.
The cell phone is the new transistor radio. Just like your grandfather may have carried his radio wherever he went, you carry your phone with you all the time, which means you can listen to American Family Radio anytime you want with the AFR app. You'll find live talk programming, 24-hour Christian music, and access to podcasts of all your favorite AFR shows. Just go to the App Store and download the AFR app for free. Your grandfather would be proud.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
The loss of a child through abortion, miscarriage, or stillbirth affects the emotional health of families. Feelings of anger, sadness, and regret can be overwhelming. There is hope and healing in the aftermath of a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline at 866-482-LIFE to talk with someone who has been where you are and healed to help others. Your call is confidential. 866-482-LIFE.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Wildman, Associate Director of the AFA Foundation. We exist to help our supporters to leave a lasting legacy for years to come. We would love to speak with you regarding your situation to help put in place a lifetime income. while also giving to the ministry of AFA and AFR. You can reach out to us by phone or email at 1-800-326-4543, extension 345.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Again, joining today from Boston, Massachusetts. That's right. I'm here for an incredible intensive, looking forward to some time with industry leaders from across the Christian financial industry as we spend a couple of days thinking about God's story for investing. Delighted to be here at Eventide Asset Management and thrilled that Dr. Finney Kuravilla could join the broadcast today. But it's time to turn the corner and tackle your financial questions today. Those things on your mind that we can help you consider God's heart we find in Scripture as it relates to the practical decisions and choices you're making every day. So with those questions, you can call right now. Our team is standing by. That number to call, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We'll look forward to hearing from you. All right, we're ready to dive in today. Let's begin in Mississippi today. Hi, John. Go ahead, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
Maybe better in a minute.
All right. Let's see if I can help.
Okay. You mentioned a Christian savings and loan.
Yes.
And I was unable to get contact information.
Well, that's an easy one, John. I can absolutely. There's only one in our view. We have a longtime partner called Christian Community Credit Union. And what we're finding is that increasingly God's people are wanting to align their banking partner with their values to make sure that the companies they're doing business with are aligned with their values as believers. And so Christian Community Credit Union is just that, serving God's people as a trusted banking partner with deposits and loans and finding compelling yields on their CDs and savings accounts, but also taking a portion of the profits and sharing with ministries, not only here in the United States, but around the globe, doing great work in the name of Jesus. And the best way to find Christian Community Credit Union is at joinchristiancommunity.com. So that's just simply joinchristiancommunity.com. Is that what you're looking for?
Yes, sir.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks for checking in with us today. Glad we could check something else off your to-do list. Now the next step is yours to reach out to those fine folks, but we appreciate you being on the program today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We'd love to tackle your financial questions today, whatever is on your mind. And, you know, here's the big idea. So often we are overwhelmed by financial decisions because there are so many choices to make. We have limited resources, and we're more aware of that right now than ever with high inflation. And we're trying to evaluate our priorities and make spending decisions. The challenge is we often do that without a plan. And so we're just, you know, paying for the next thing that's right in front of our face without stepping back and say, wait a minute. You know, my spending is a picture, or perhaps you could say it tells a story about what's most important to me. And as a manager of God's money, I want to make sure as a faithful steward that I'm aligning what is truly most important to me, my values and my priorities, with my spending decisions, because the reality is it all belongs to God and I'm his money manager. And so that's where the family budget comes in, the spending plan that says, okay, I want to give every dollar a name and I want to make sure my values are truly reflected, that I'm providing for my family, and I'm enjoying what God has given me, and I'm saving for the future and saving to fund those goals that I have beyond just my monthly expenses. Maybe it's giving more and continuing to elevate your giving. Maybe it's saving more, paying down and eradicating debt once and for all. That can only be done with a plan, and that's why we talk often about putting that plan in place, and that's precisely why we created the FaithFi app, so you can have a quick and easy smartphone version of the envelope system that's beautifully designed, simple to use. We'd love for you to check it out. It could be the difference maker in you having a plan and sticking to it. I know it is for Julie and I. I literally can pull up, and I was just in my FaithFi app a few minutes ago looking at one of our envelopes just to see where are we at in this particular category. It's that simple, and she and I have a place that we can each go to see exactly where we stand during the month. If you'd like to check it out, go to faithfi.com and click app. All right, let's head back to the phones. We've got lines open, 800-525-7000 to Texas. Hi, Kevin. Go ahead.
Hey, Rob. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, sir. Thank you for your call.
Yes, sir. Hey, I heard you speaking about one time before about when you get ready to pass on money to your heirs. You had a book or something that was called Don't Make Errors with Your Heirs, or had some little catchy title like that. I'd like to figure out what I got to do. To get a copy of that.
I love it. Well, I've got a solution for that as well. I'm just solving problems left and right today. It's the book called Splitting Heirs, and you're right. It's kind of a fun play on that term, not splitting hairs, but splitting heirs, H-E-I-R-S. And I'm going to make it really simple because I'm going to put a copy of that in the mail to you just as our gift to you, Kevin. So when we're done here today, I want you to stay on the line, and our team will get your information, and we'll get that right out to you. It's by our good friend Ron Blue, one of my mentors, and I believe it's the very best book out there, not on the mechanics of estate planning. You need to check with your attorney on that. But before you get to your attorney, it will help you think through the why of your inheritance and your legacy planning. One of the big ideas he shares in there, which is counterintuitive to some folks, just because it seems perhaps un-American, but it's this idea that if you love your children equally, you will treat them uniquely. And Ron makes the point that your kids are at different stages of life, financially and spiritually and otherwise. And so that will often, doesn't mean it has to, but that will often help to guide how you leave money. And that can change over time. Another principle that he has in there that he says kind of tongue in cheek is do your giving while you're living so you're knowing where it's going. And I think that idea is that so often, you know, regardless of the size of our estate, it might be 100,000 or it might be 100 million. But the idea is so often we kind of hold everything back and do all of our giving at death, at least our serious giving. And what if we were to be thoughtful about establishing a financial finish line now so we could do even more giving while we're living and knowing where it's going and watching how God is working as we give to the causes that are on his heart, both locally and around the world. So anyway, the book is called Splitting Heirs. I'll put it in the mail to you. You stay on the line. We'll get your information and we'll be right back on Faith and Finance. Did you know the average person walks nearly 2,000 miles a year? Now think about the millions of children around the world who risk disease and miss out on opportunities simply because they walk those 2,000 miles without a decent pair of shoes. Around the world, Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls provides access to health, education, hope, and opportunity through the gift of shoes. Visit giveshoestoday.org and find out how you can provide shoes for a child right now.
Fostering and adoption is not a band-aid for infertility.
Nope,
like it is a calling, and God can change the desire of your heart and make that so rewarding. It's the most beautiful, selfless thing. It's pure religion, but it's not a fix to I desire biological child. God has to deal with that in your heart separately.
Hannah's Heart, encouraging couples through infertility and miscarriage. Saturdays, 4 a.m. Central on AFR or on the AFR app.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit kingdomadvisors.com. That's kingdomadvisors.com.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
What we believe about the Bible is based on what we believe about its source.
The God Who Speaks, the award-winning documentary from the American Family Association, is now available in a special limited edition DVD set. This release includes a Sunday school curriculum and 2 hours of additional footage. Go to thegodwhospeaks.org to get your copy today. thegodwhospeaks.org.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today on anything financial. Give us a call, 800-525-7000. We've got lines open. Pat Montague, our call screener today, would be delighted to talk to you and quickly determine what your question is and get you in the queue to be on the broadcast today. 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's go out to Oklahoma. Hi, Rhett. Thanks for calling, sir. Go ahead.
Hello, Rob. When listening to you and Finney talk about Eventide, and then I've also heard of a Timothy plan, are there multiple plans of that nature? Is one question. My second question and primary question is, the money manager I'm using now doesn't seem to have the outlet to go to something like that.
Yeah.
And maybe some hesitancy to do that. So is it a matter of now, because after Finney laid that out, I'm a big boycotter, so I don't use my money for thank God's money for things that I don't agree with. But I know,
yes,
in the portfolio I have now, I know that's happening, and it really unsettles me, and this has been something been gnawing on me for a while. So what steps do I need to take to get away from that, and not pay him more money than is to shift to something that he doesn't seem to have an outlet to?
Yes. Very good, Rhett. It's a fabulous question, and I think you're reflecting the sentiment that a lot of our listeners are expressing increasingly as there's more awareness around faith-based investing. And I would say, you know, this is still even though faith-based investing has been around for a while, you mentioned Timothy, they've been doing it a long time. I would say that the entire category of faith-based investing has matured rapidly, especially in the last 3 years, with a growing number of investments building beyond Timothy to Eventide, where Finney's the co-chief investment officer, and several others, many others now, that are really high-quality, world-class investments. That was not the case years ago. It is today. And so the good news is, increasingly, God's people like you have options with regard to how your investments align with your values as you have wholeness and integrity with your convictions, as Finney talked about, and as you think about this idea of investing being ownership. So I would also mention that Eventide did a study with Pinkston not too long ago. It was fascinating. And among other things, they were talking to faithful Christians who had investable assets of at least $100,000. And what they found was that 63% of those investors said, yeah, given the option to choose investments that are aligned with my values and certainly not misaligned, I would take that option. But 62% of them, if I'm remembering correctly, said I would change advisors if that meant that I could get access to this. And so I think the first step is perhaps education, because it could be that your advisor would be delighted to learn more about this. And I wouldn't fault him or her for not knowing about it, because, again, it's still a space that's maturing rapidly. And so two things you could direct your advisor to, because if you have a trusted relationship, why not try to lean into that? Number one would be direct him to Kingdom Advisors. This is a nonprofit that I happen to lead as CEO, where we work with about 4,000 Christian financial professionals across the U.S. and Canada, just to help them apply God's word to their financial advice. And that includes the investment offerings that they're giving to their clients. And so through education and community and conferences and monthly groups that meet all over the country of advisors, we're providing that education. And so having him a part of that community there at Kingdom Advisors could be a great resource for him. Secondly, I want to direct you to a website that would allow you to download a list of all of the faith-based investing fund families that will have Timothy and Eventide, but many others, that you could print out and take to your advisor and say, this is increasingly something I'm interested in learning more about. I'd like to know whether you'd be willing to explore this with me. That website, Rhett, is faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. I'll say it again, faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. That's faith, F-I. And that's a free download. It's a PDF that will give you all of those funds, and you could take that to him. Now, if you found that he just was not interested in going down that road, it, you know, it's just too much to, you know, at this stage in his business to, you know, learn a whole new approach to investing, then you could begin to interview other advisors. And I would direct you to a third resource, which is faithfi.com, our website, where the only searchable listing of the 1,500 certified Kingdom advisors in the country exists. So you go to faithfi.com, click find a professional. And as you choose the investing category, it will actually ask you, do you want to limit your results only to CKs who offer faith-based investing? And if you say yes, you'll see a list of those certified Kingdom advisors near you in Oklahoma that specifically offer faith-based investments. And then you could interview some of those to look for an alternative approach. But is that helpful to you?
Fantastic, sir, as you always are. And appreciate your ministry.
Oh, appreciate that, Rhett. Lord bless you, sir. And I hope that's a blessing to you. And I'm delighted to hear that the Lord is pricking your heart. And he used Finney's conversation today to do that. Call anytime. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Let's go to Mississippi and welcome Bessie to the broadcast. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi. How can I help you?
Yes. I would like to know, what is the difference between the whole life insurance and term life insurance?
Mm.
And if you're in your age 70, like I'm 72, how would that apply to me?
Yeah, it's a great question. Let me start with the definition here, Bessie. Term life insurance is a more affordable option for what is basically temporary coverage for a stated period of time. The term might be 10, might be 20, might be 30 years. While whole life insurance provides permanent coverage with an investment or a savings component built in, making it a more complex and costly option. And so what I recommend for most people, not everyone, there are places where whole life makes sense. If you have a lifelong dependent or you're a business owner and you have what's called a buy-sell agreement and you need permanent insurance to fund it, there are some other examples. But for the vast majority of people, my preference is term life insurance during your working years with enough coverage to offset the risk that exists if you were to pass away as a breadwinner and leave a loved one or a dependent or a spouse that would be in a hardship situation because your income has gone away. But keep in mind, the idea is that while you're saving separate from your insurance during your working years through a 401k or an IRA or a combination of the two or something else, a pension, there will come a day when you hit retirement season where you no longer need the life insurance because your passing would not create a hardship for anyone because your income source is already in place. You're taking Social Security, you've got a 401k, you've got other assets, and so that life insurance is no longer necessary, and you'd let it go, you'd drop it. And that allows you to buy the pure insurance, the temporary term insurance, at a very cost-effective rate during your working years, and then save separately and thereby never using whole life insurance. Now, the question I would have for you, and we're going to have to pick this up on the other side of the break, is do you still need life insurance at 72? You know, if you have enough money to essentially be self-insured and no one would, there would not be a hardship created for a loved one at your passing because of a loss of income, I would question whether you need it at all. We'll get into that question right around the corner and take our final questions from other callers. We'll be right back.
To all of our friends on American Family Radio, this is Michael Brown, thrilled to announce to you that we have a brand new 30-minute daily equipping broadcast that will light a fresh fire in your life and will infuse you with faith and truth and courage to help you stand strong in the Lord. It's coming your way 12:30 every single night, 5 days a week. Don't miss a single broadcast on the Line of Fire. I believe your life will be changed.
Every weekday, strengthen your family and your faith with Family Talk.
I had the same brain when I was at the bottom of the class that I had at the top of the class. Exactly the same brain, but a different attitude. What does that tell us about our responsibility to develop the intellect of the people and our spheres of influence?
Don't miss Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson every weekday at 6:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Central on AFR.
Are you searching for a way to become a better, faithful steward of the resources that God has given you? Well, download the FaithFi app and join the 37,000 others who are already using our app. The FaithFi app will provide you with wisdom, community, and simply help you stay on track with your finances. We have 3 money management options to choose from, so find an option that fits your unique needs. It's available on desktop or mobile. Simply go to faithfi.com and click app to get started.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly 3 decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Here in our final segment today, taking your calls and questions. The lines are all full, so we'll get to as many as we can before we round out the broadcast. Before the break, we were talking to Bessie in Mississippi about the difference between term and whole life insurance. And I finished that explanation, Bessie, with a question. And that is, based on my description of the purpose of life insurance and the difference between those two types of insurance, at 72, do you really have a need for insurance in this season of life? Give me your thoughts on that.
Yes, I do, because this insurance is for my burial.
Okay.
And that's why I was wondering, was the whole life, would, you know, if I, some of the insurance say up until 90 years of age, and I was wondering, like, if I, you know, live to be 100, would I still have that life, that whole life insurance for my burial?
Yes. And you would. I think the question is, do you have the right policy? Because, you know, assuming you need burial insurance, and I guess I would just question that one step further and just say, are you sure you don't already have other assets that could be used, like savings or, you know, other assets that could be used for burial, where maybe you could even do the pre-planning so you take that stress off your family members and you've got the money earmarked, but you don't have to continue to pay that premium. But let's say you say, no, I don't have that. I really want this policy. Then I would say, well, there's probably a different policy that you'd have during your working years than one specifically for burial expenses. You could buy a specific burial expense policy that meets the needs of that one expense, funeral costs, that may be a different policy than the one you have today. And there are some good burial insurance policies out there, again, specifically designed for that purpose. And so you may want to, connect with an advisor to help you find that. But if you had a burial policy that was a whole life policy, it would never expire. It would continue to go with you as you age. It would get, probably more expensive over time, and you'd probably end up paying, and if you lived over 100, you'd probably pay enough in that you've already paid the entire death benefit. But I would probably look for a policy that's specifically tailored for those needs, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay. That one, that's what this one is for. But I've been in it for like 20, maybe 20 years. And so I would just didn't want to lose that money that I've already put in there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I would call the company and I would call the company and see, first of all, what is the cash value on it? Meaning, if you canceled it, would they send you a check? And if so, for how much? And number two, just see, are your premiums going to stay the same for the rest of your life? And will it continue until you pass away, regardless of how long you live? I suspect the answers to all of those will be yes, but I would just call the company, because not every policy is the same.
Yeah, this one goes up a little bit every year.
Yeah, okay. And it will continue to do that, and it may increase even more over time, just because, as you age, obviously the mortality expense, which is the cost related to insuring your life, as you get older and older, is more expensive. So it's something to keep an eye on. And I would just continue to challenge you to say, at every step along the way, is it still necessary? Do you have other assets your family could use to cover burial? And if so, there may come a day, sooner rather than later, that you can drop this policy. And so you may want to explore that. Bessie, thank you for your call today. Lord bless you. Let's go to Ohio and welcome Mary to the broadcast. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you?
Well, I have a dear friend that left me his 401k.
Okay.
It has like $76,000 in it right now.
Okay.
I'm 80 years old, and I understand I can't leave that to anybody else. In other words, I can't designate a beneficiary. Is there something I could do to roll it over or put it in something else or even take a penalty? I doubt if I'll be able to use it that long since I'm already 80.
Yeah, so your friend passed away and left this to you. You were the beneficiary, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, what I would typically recommend is that you do roll that out to an IRA, and there are rules about how you need to take that out. So I'd check with your CPA or financial advisor just on what the IRS says about how quickly you need to, take that money out. I suspect it's probably going to be over 10 years. You have to have it all out of there, and you'll pay taxes on it as it comes out. But you should be able to name a beneficiary on it so that if you passed away while there's still money in there, you would designate who receives it after you.
As an IRA, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. And that is standard, that there's no, the beneficiary can't name a beneficiary on a 401k?
No, you should be. If you have the inherited 401k, my understanding is you should be able to have a beneficiary on that as well, because you need to be able to specify who gets it if you pass away. And all 401ks have a named beneficiary. I'm not aware of a provision with an inherited 401k that disqualifies you from naming a beneficiary for the account that you now own. I would just circle back with the company and double check that. You may want to just explore that a bit further.
Oh, okay, because I think it's written. I'll have to look again, because I was surprised that I can't name a beneficiary.
Yeah.
But you're saying that would not necessarily happen, but that's unusual.
I'm not aware of that. That would be a surprise to me. So I would investigate that a bit further.
Now, can I cash that out as a 401k, or what would happen if I tried to do that?
You can, absolutely. So as that money comes out, you would just add it to your taxable income. So often folks, especially if you don't need the money, will take it out over time, as to not create, not to push a portion of it up into a higher tax bracket by taking it all out at once. What's the amount roughly in the 401k that you inherited?
Around 70.
Okay. Yeah, so for instance, what you may want to do is take that $35,000 a year for the next 2 years if you want to take it out. Now, if you don't need the money, you may want to just leave it in there and let it grow. But as it comes out, it would just be added to your taxable income, and then you could do what you please.
Okay, but as I take it out, there would not be a penalty since I'm 80?
There would not be any penalty. No, the only thing that would happen is it would be taxed, correct, as income.
Okay. But thank you so much. I really appreciate this program. I enjoy listening to everything you have to say.
Well, thank you, Mary. I appreciate you being on the program, and thanks for those kind remarks. Lord bless you. Let's go to Texas and welcome Luke to the broadcast. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, good morning. Hey, my auto insurance has really gone up over the last 2 years. I got the new policy this month, and it's gone up again. So I want to look for another company. Are there any auto insurance companies for biblically based? In other words, they're not giving money to Planned Parenthood or something.
Sure. Luke, I can't say specifically, but I will say that I know Christian Community Credit Union, who we is an underwriter of this broadcast and we have a trusted relationship with, that they work with an organization called True Stage Partners, TRU Stage Partners, that offers auto and property insurance, with competitive rates and discounts for credit union members and focuses on community and shared values. I don't know that they identify themselves as an overtly Christian company in the same way Christian Community Credit Union does, but I would be inclined to say that if CCCU works with TrueStage, I would believe that they uphold strong values. So that would probably be the first place that I would go.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm already a member of the Christian Community Credit Union.
Excellent. Well, okay, that's great.
That was... True Stage.
That's right. TRU Stage Partners.
Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Have a great day.
All right. And you as well. Thanks for your call. Let's finish up today in South Carolina. Let's see. Elsiana, did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. Go right ahead.
You did. Yes. Good morning. I listened to you on Saturday on the GNN here in South Carolina.
Oh, very good.
My question is on Social Security benefit. I feel that I'm a nurse by profession, and I got sick about maybe 18 years ago, and I feel shortchanged, because when I listen to other people, even in lower brackets, educational wise, they're getting more. I am like living. I'm living in a poverty state, of income, yes. Which I felt like I should have gotten more. When I didn't have a lawyer, I did everything myself to get this benefit. And at the time, I was really ill. So I think they shortchanged me in my benefit. I had worked for some, state company there in the medical field.
Yes.
And I started to work, like I told your representative, at the age of 13. And at that time, I don't think they were taking out, benefits. So I felt like I got shortchanged. I'm just blessed because I use my, I own my home. Yes. I was living in Boston, Massachusetts. I sold it. I was able to pay off that home and able to buy, a home here. If I would if you notice, a lot of elderly people are homeless. And if I did not do that, I think I would be homeless at this moment because the income that I'm getting in. So I was wondering... My question is, can I go back or get a lawyer to fight for those?
Sure. And let me quickly respond. Unfortunately, I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm almost out of time. Elsiana, yes, even if you didn't initially hire an attorney, it's important to understand that consulting one now could help you know your legal rights and potential actions you could take. You're going to want to find an attorney that specializes in retirement or disability law to provide guidance on whether you have any legal recourse and just kind of walk with you through all of this. I wish I could spend more time on this, but Unfortunately, I'm out of time. Lord bless you. Thanks for sharing your testimony today. A big thanks to my team today, Taylor Stanrich, Devin Patrick, Pat Montague. Couldn't do it without them, and everybody here at FaithFi. Enjoy the rest of your day and come back and join us next time. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.